Let's pray. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. In your name we gather here. And I have but one request of you, Lord Jesus. Conform us to your image by the power of your Spirit. May we today be brought closer to being a reflection of the character and the love and the nature of Jesus Christ. So, by your Spirit, as we gaze into the Word, may it speak to us here, and as I say, Lord, by the power of it, change us. And we ask it in Jesus' strong and mighty name. Winging it as far as some time elements are concerned here. We're going to try to be out in plenty of time, keeping it later than usual, but we're trying to scrunch a bunch in. So today is the of Christ in us. And last shout of crucify him. And I asked the question last week, is there any reason for that day, Palm Sunday, to be a joyful day? So, able to present to us today. Answer to that question is nothing. Nothing went wrong. Exactly. There was not a glitch or a hiccup or a misstep, not one. God, no bump in the road, it is the road. It's the highway of holiness. And the perspective looks tragic, is in reality the genesis of glory beyond imagination. The king has come, and we came. From the perspective of next Sunday, today, the cross is victory. Context, I told you, it's not about the triumphal entry, it was about the feeding of 5,000, and it's an unusual passage, but I used it to present a picture of how the kingdom of God functions in us. And I said this, and I hate to say, sometimes, you know, I look at words that I've written down, and like, I said, wow, that's good, and you know, it's not, I'm just saying, God sometimes gives you something, and you just say, wow. So, yourself, lay down your son Abraham, lay down your stick Moses, lay down your dignity David, give it to its rightful owner and see what he can do with it. This is how the kingdom of God functions. So we need not be afraid. He laid down his life, knowing full well he had the authority to take it up again. And how I live today. Something has happened in my spirit over the last 5 or 6 years that when this day comes around, the resurrection celebration, it's like blazing fire in my soul. I love this day. And take a break, expository verse by verse messages, Christmas and Easter most notable. And so Matthew, which is Peter, we'll have to come back next week to hear that. But I'm 6, and I'm going to read from the NIV today. I'm going to read from the New King James. I like the way that it reads, and so really, when I intend to focus primarily, I think primarily about verses 4 through 7, Romans chapter 6. Verse 1, hear the word of the Lord. Resurrection, know that our with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and that the of sin. Now we believe that we shall also know that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no dominion over him. For he died to sin. Life that he lives, he lives to God. Likewise also, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. So, by the way, this isn't part of what I planned for now, but this is a scripture that I often use at baptism, because and it's a symbol raised again to life. So that's so this scripture talks about being baptized with Christ into death and then raised with him. So it's especially meaningful for those who are being baptized this morning. Okay, I read through the Romans passage sort of as a secondary text, something that I read last week and that we'll come back to. Jesus in John chapter 12. He said, to be glorified. King James says, it abideth alone. It abideth alone. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who will lose it. The man who The man who will eternal life. John chapter 12, verses 23 through 25. So here we go. The passage that David read this morning, it struck me as he was reading. Jesus says, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Okay? That's one of the things that Jesus said to the disciples at that point. I'm going to my Father and to your Father. But I want you to think about this today. Jesus, the Son of God, Son of God. And brothers as well, okay? He captured status, namely in the flesh, okay? Jesus, but the scripture 9 says, and I'll present you several scriptures that say this, predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. I'll stop there for a moment, because that's what I prayed for us a moment ago, that God would conform us to the likeness of his son with ever increasing glory. Right, so let me start that one again. That he would be conformed to the likeness of his son, so that he, that is the unique son, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brothers. In Hebrews 3, it said, many sons. How many? Many. Okay? Many. Suffering, but the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call brothers. I love the fact that my brother is the king of the universe. That's pretty cool. You better go out. John says, now we are children of God. In the King James it says sons of God. But now we are children of God. And what we have not yet been made known, but we know and we like him, for we shall see him as he is. So, go back to the statement that Jesus made in John chapter 12. Unless a grain of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. Bringing many sons to glory. Jesus says, there might be raised up many who are being conformed into my image. Okay. I have a statement here that I wrote down, and I hope it doesn't seem disrespectful, but I mean no disrespect. I mean only respect. Jesus was intent on not being an only child. Okay? He's uniquely, but he died in a way that he might have many brothers and sisters. I came up preparing this week, and it's something that I said very. I think this was while I was teaching in the book of Ruth. But it seemed like it fit, and I'll have to add to it to make it fit. But I said, I have a secret place. And I found it so. Let me repeat that. We call, and my God, what a wonderful place. And some will say, I have not found it so. To which I respond, I know, and I'm sorry. Right? But truth is a place with mercy and grace and compassion and humility. And my point here is that Jesus Christ died and rose in order to make that happen, that he would not be alone in his Father's house. In my Father's house, we just started singing this song a couple of weeks ago. Hallelujah. God. You have all kinds of backgrounds. Some of you are from Lutheran background, Baptist background, and Catholic background, and I'm from a Pentecostal evangelical background. Okay. There you go. And being becomes of when I die, especially among evangelicals. Oh, you're saved, you're going to heaven. And that's, we treat it like that's all that matters. I'm saying, with my Lord, like I said, like that's all there is. And I tell you, to heaven. I say to the Lord, if you take me home today, I won't be disappointed. I look forward to that. But God has stuff he wants to do in me and through me today, right now. It's not all about and only about what happens to me when I die. It's about today. I came across a quote. If you change your clothes, I've got 2 pages left, so. and you probably need to be here, too. You only cross is power. Let me tell it again. Is power. So, the Jesus has more than just providing you with a nice afterlife, although that's wonderful. The has been and now. And I could probably say how and in what, but what perhaps, but of the benefits of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for me today, here and now, is this. That my life is being conformed to the image of the Son. The transformation of my soul. I'm changing. For my liking, I'm I'm going to have to empty a pocket, so I'm getting started early here. I'll be kicking my shoes off in a second. I'm being changed. That's a big word, and you don't have to know it. But I'm being changed. Conformed to the image of the Son. And if the God and the kingdom of heaven implications for the life to come, which, as I say, among many evangelicals, it has. We've sold short the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the death and the resurrection of Christ may have, if you will believe it, ramifications for you today, tomorrow, for all of your time on earth, and then for eternal years. I've been changed. Not completely. Once in a while, you see the nasty parts that still cling. not the same as I was. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a child of God. And God, by His indwelling Spirit, is conforming me into the image of His Son. And that's the power of the gospel that must not be ignored, dare not be ignored. And perhaps it is too which results in us not seeing more Christ-like character in ourselves. We sang the song this morning, Resurrecting. And one line in that song captivated me from the first time I heard it, and it still captivates me every time. There's a few to him who is at peace. His final upon the cross is now alive in me. And if now makes a difference in the power is real, and is a present reality available to transform us into His likeness, with the place in the Scripture with ever increasing glory. A couple of a text some of it sent me, and I'll click the text now. That it is not that lives in you. In the end of yourself, whether today, tomorrow, or yesterday. Any Christ lives. Read that again. Any self turned into selflessness, Christ lives. Any hate, Christ lives. Christ lives. Any Christ lives. Sacrificing ourselves for the follower of Jesus Christ is the resurrection power in us. We put our plans on the cross and allow God's Christ's will for us to walk out of the tomb of our soul. Then questions and ways to life with our King.